Gordon Gordina's Haram, featuring the shredding there of Mark Rebo. He's featured throughout the release. And of course, Gordon Gordina featured at Oud throughout the release, leading the project, a piece entitled Gold Streamed Down From Her Hair, from the album Night's Quietest Hour, just released on Attaboy Girl Recordings, as well as Gordina and Rebo, Tim Herring at the Darbuka, Liam McDonald at the Reek, Tommy Babin at the bass, Kenton Lowen at the drums, Francois Houle at clarinet, Christopher Kelly at the saxophone, J.P. Carter at the trumpet, Josh Zubot at the violin, and Brother Jesse at the violin as well. Gordon Gordina's Haram. Actually, he's a busy man, Mr. Gordina, with many projects, and this is the one project that won't be presented live, as far as I can see, this summer, as four other of his projects will be presented. Of course, two projects in Victoriaville in a couple weeks' time, and then that Something Else Festival in Hamilton will also feature Gordon Gordina leading two of his many projects. Looking forward to a busy summer, indeed. Prior to that, brand new release from the Interpret It Well release, fantastic quartet outing with Ches Smith leading the project from the drum chair, Bill Frizzell joining them at guitar, Matt Maneri at the viola, and Craig Taborn at the piano. I Need More, name of that piece, from the newly released Interpret It Well, just out on Pyroclastic Recordings. Prior to that, Oliver Lake, Graham Haynes, Joe Fonda, who will be in Hamilton, and Barry Elstall. They call themselves the OGJB Quartet. Second release for them on the TUM recording label. Ode to O is the name of the release, and that was a piece entitled The Bang, with some featured playing from Barry Elstall there at the drums. Lena Alemano and her Orcus Maus, her German-based trio, from the album Rats and Mice, with Lena at trumpet, Dan Peter Sundland, excuse me, at the electric bass, and Michael Greiner at the drums. Very Dirty was the name of that piece, and that's out on Lumo Recordings, Lena Alemano's own imprint. And Lena will be performing in July in Hamilton as part of the Elongated Something Else Festival. Whit Dickey Quartet before that, brand new release from him out on his own Teo Forms imprint. The Pendulum Turns was the name of the piece we took from Astral Long Form, Staircase in Space. Dickey at the drums and compositions. Joining him, Rob Brown, alto sax, Matt Maneri at the viola, and Brandon Lopez at the bass. Daniel Carter, Matthew Shipp, and William Parker before that, brand new release, second edition of Welcome Adventure. Daniel Carter at saxophones and clarinet, Matthew Shipp at the piano, William Parker at the bass, and Gerald Cleaver at the drums. Sun Verified was the piece we took from Welcome Adventure Volume 2. And we started off with Silver Vest from the album People's Waterworks, self-release release from Kim Zombik at voice and Nicholas Kaloya at bass. And again, they will be performing within the Suoni Parki Popolo. And if I read it correctly, they will be joined by the one and only Joe McPhee. Should be amazing. And they are also performing in the Something Else Festival, the Creative Music Festival going on this summer in June in Hamilton, Ontario. This is Jazz Amok in Montreal, Quebec, right here on 90.3 FM and all around the world at www.ckut.ca. This is John B., your host. Playlists are available at jazzamok.blogspot.ca.
Hi, this is Joe McPhee. You're listening to 90.3 CKUT.
Black Rose Books invites you to our book launch event.
Confronting Canada's Past and Europe's Forgotten Revolutions.
Happening on Sunday, May 22nd, featuring the authors and editors of
Stand on Guard for Whom?
The Fire That Time.
Insatiable Hunger.
The Forgotten Revolution.
And Black Ukraine Yesterday and Today.
Join us on live stream or in person at 2 p.m.
at the Cité des Hospitalières, 251 Pine West, Corner Park.
Free tickets are available at blackroselaunch.eventbrite.ca or visit blackrosebooks.com for more information.
This event is co-presented with the Cité des Hospitalières en Transition and CKUT-FM.
This is Matana Roberts, and you are tuned into CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal. Montreal, a city that I love, 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 love.
Jazzima continues right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. We're going to start this set off with some music from Thomas Fujiwara and Triple Double from the album March. Just came out last March. Of course, the double trio with Thomas Fujiwara at drums and vibraphone, Gerald Cleaver at the drums, Mary Halverson and Brandon Seabrook at guitars, Ralph Alessi at the trumpet, and Taylor Hobynum at the cornet. Wave, shake, angle, bounce. All right here in Jessamuck.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Thank you.
John Zorn at the alto sax, Kenny Wollison at the drums, Jorge Roeder at the bass, and Julian Lang at the guitar. That is the new Masada Quartet from the self-titled release, released late last year on the Tzadik recording label. Sana is the name of that piece. It can be found on Tzadik recordings, of course. From the album Seven Bridges before that, Charles Rumbeck and his beautiful ensemble, a piece entitled Harlequin Blues. It's out on Astral Spirits and features Charlie Rumbeck at the drums and guitar, Jim Baker at analog synth, John Hughes at electronics, Ron Miles at the cornet, Jason Stein bass clarinet, Macy Stewart violin and voice, and Greg Ward at the alto saxophone with John Tate at the bass. Prior to that, Mary Halverson and her Code Girl project from the album Artlessly Falling, released a couple of years ago on the Firehouse 12 recording label. The Lemon Trees was the piece we took opening track from that release, featuring a very special guested voice, Robert Wyant. Amirta Kandambi, of course, voice as well on the release, Maria Grand at reeds, Adam O'Farrell at the trumpet, Mary at the guitar, Michael Formanek at the bass, and Thomas Fujiwara at the drums. And just to remind you, of course, at Mary Halverson with two brand new projects to be performed in Victoriaville this year's 2022 edition. Prior to Mary Halverson Code Girl, we heard from, of course, Henry Threadgill's Zooid from the most recent outing from late last year, Poof, the name of the release on Pi Recordings. Beneath the Bottom was the piece we took from that. Elliot Humberto Cavey at the drums, Christopher Hoffman at the cello, Jose Davila at tuba and trombone, Liberty Elman at acoustic guitar, and Henry Threadgill at alto saxophone, also flute and bass flute on the release. Brand new release from Miles Okazaki before that. Thisness, the name of the release, just out on Pi Recordings. Features, of course, Miles at guitar, some vocal work, and some robotics as well. Matt Maneri at keyboards, Anthony Tidd at electric bass, and Sean Rickman at the drums. Years in Space was the name of the piece we took from that. And we started off that set, as mentioned, with Fujiwara's triple-double trio from the album March, out on Firehouse 12, with Mary Halverson and Brandon Seabrook at guitars, Fujiwara and Gerald Cleaver at the drums, and Ralph Alessi at trumpet, with Taylor Hobonham at the cornet. To close for this morning, Nova Scotia-based New Hermitage Quartet, who will be performing both here in Montreal as part of Suoni Poki Popolo. They'll be in Hamilton too for something else. Andrew McKelvey is heard at reeds, tenor and alto saxophone, as well as bass clarinet. India Gailey at the cello, Ellen Gibling at the harp, and Ross Burns at guitar and effects. And once again, New Hermitage. The release is entitled Unearth. Came out last year. Self-release, of course. And we're going to hear some music from that right now. And we're going to bid you a good week. Thank you for listening, and hope you can tune in again next week for another edition of Jazz Amok. See you around. Thank you.
This is the Amanda Galas. You are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Black Rose Books invites you to our book launch event.
Confronting Canada's Past and Europe's Forgotten Revolutions.
Happening on Sunday, May 22nd, featuring the authors and editors of
Stand on Guard for Whom?
The Fire That Time.
Insatiable Hunger.
The Forgotten Revolution.
And Black Ukraine Yesterday and Today.
Join us on live stream or in person at 2 p.m.
at the Cité des Hospitalières, 251 Pine West, Corner Park.
Free tickets are available at blackroselaunch.eventbrite.ca or visit blackrosebooks.com for more information.
This event is co-presented with the Cité des Hospitalières en Transition and CKUT-FM.
The following is a previously broadcast program.
You are listening to From Embers, a weekly show on CFRC 101.9 FM about anarchist and anti-authoritarian ideas and practice. We are broadcasting from the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee peoples on land that has come to be called Kingston, Ontario, Canada because of the thievery and brutality of the Canadian state and its empire-loving parents. From Embers is about fires, some real and some metaphorical. Fires started generations ago and tended to over the years. Little sparks all across this territory that we hope will grow, spread, and engulf the thieving state called Canada and the capitalist system that has plagued this land since the fur trade.